This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Drunk driving is one of the leading causes of road accidents in the United States. The impairment caused by alcoholic beverages compromises the safety of the driver as well as other people on the road. Trooper Michael Reichart, the public information officer at Louisiana State Police Troop F, explains how drinking can cause accidents, especially when a teen is behind the wheel, and what parents should do to ensure the safety of their teenagers. On this week's Time to Talk.
Trooper Reichart, first let's talk about the effects of alcohol on so much of your physiology, so much of your body, your brain, how you react to things. There's a whole lot more to it than that.
Right, there is. There's absolutely a whole lot more to it than that. One alcoholic beverage can affect the way that your whole body functions. You know, a lot of people think that you have to be drunk for alcohol to impair you. That's not true. One alcoholic beverage can impair you. You know, so one beer is one too many beer, especially if you plan on driving home. A lot of people think if you're going to be the designated driver, then I can have a beer. I'm not going to drive for a couple more hours. That's not the case. One beer is one too many. If you have the goal to be the designated driver, then that's what you need to be.
And when you're talking about teenagers, you're talking about teenagers who have a lot of other things going on brain chemistry-wise anyway, that it has
right.
an even greater effect sometimes.
Absolutely. You know, teenagers, they don't tend to drink as much as adults, of course. And if they do, they tend to binge drink and drink more than one beer or one shot or whatever their alcohol of choice is. So, and the thing that we're seeing these days is the teenager will drink a couple beer and take a few pills, you know, which makes the effects even worse. Of course, teenagers don't have the responsibility that adults have and the know when to stop. That's the other thing. They're going to do what they have to do, and peer pressure is a huge deal in this also, but they don't know when to stop and how to control it.
Let's talk about some of the consequences. There's obviously the chances of wrecks, the chances of getting caught, but then the long-term effect of that too.
Right. One DWI, first offense DWI, is a misdemeanor. In Washtenaw Parish, it's going to cost you between $5,000 and $6,000, first offense DWI. But that's not where it stops. The effects of that one DWI can last you your lifetime. You know, you may not get into the college of your choice. You may get suspended from school. You know, it has lots of different consequences, not only the monetary consequences, but even lasting consequences that you may not think of right now.
And let's talk about it from the standpoint of, because you posed this a minute ago, and I want to bring it back up. If you're a parent and you get a call from a teenager who's asking for a ride because they've had something to drink at a party.
Right.
How do you react to that?
As a parent myself, my kids are too young to drink right now. They're 11 and 8. But if they call me when they turn 16, 17, however old they are, will I be upset? Absolutely, I will be. But if they're impaired and you're mad, that's not the time to have this conversation with your impaired kid, because they're going to get mad at you. They're going to shut down. You're going to say things that you don't mean to say. Go pick your kid up. Do not let them drive home. You know, that's the first thing you need to do. Sleep it out. Talk to them the next morning. That's what you need to do as a parent. Be angry. Be upset. Absolutely, I get that. But don't be upset that night. Wait till the next morning.
Trooper Michael Reichart is the public information officer of Louisiana State Police Troop F here in Ouachita Parish. Michael, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.